Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Helping you out here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of you with a passion for information. Yes, we have. Yes, there is more. This is the time of one's life when you can learn so much. You can be open. You can be a teacher, if you will. Learn, listen, and live. I'm learning this every day on the program. I learn lots of things, which is the idea we all want to learn. It was interesting. I saw Elton John launching an emergency fund for this through his AIDS Foundation, COVID-19 emergency fund to help those that have HIV maintain their care in the face of all of the stuff going on around us. Over the weekend, he said, quote, "I'm proud to announce that my foundation is launching a $1 million emergency fund to make sure that our frontline partners can respond to the effects of COVID-19 on HIV care for the most marginalized communities." So are people who have HIV more likely to suffer? Are they vulnerable because their immune system is compromised anyway? That was my concern
because we have friends who are HIV positive, and so that, and they've been on the cocktail for a while, and so that's something that concerned me. But going back to our friend, the scientist we were talking to on over the weekend, he actually said that and the irony is not lost on our gay friends, by the way, that a virus that wiped out pretty much, you know, everyone is now, those same people are now almost immune to COVID. So he said that the cocktail that HIV positive people are living on is such a powerful antiviral that in small studies they're showing, and it's anecdotal because we don't have any hard studies on any of this yet, but he said that it's showing that essentially people on the cocktail are much less likely to get COVID. And they're actually looking into some of the drugs that are in the HIV cocktail. Yeah. Might be safer for people like in my mom's case with glaucoma, or if you have like a heart arrhythmia, people who would not be good candidates for hydroxychloroquine. Some of the drugs in the HIV cocktail is what they're looking into next to make a safer alternative.
I've heard some actually pretty promising results from those antivirals. So that's another thing. People haven't been talking about that one too much, but I've started to see it pick up in conversation.
Mm. One of the things that's confusing for businesses is the SBA small business criteria, the loans, and whether it's already too late to apply for the PPP. And I'm going to reach out to the lady that was on the program last week and see what we can find out. I can't believe at this point in time, especially as disorganized as the government is, my bank doesn't really even know how this thing is working at this point, and these things. Did you submit this stuff last week, Jennifer, or are you
still
on it?
The thing is because they're such low-interest loans, most banks don't want to have anything to do with them unless you are already banking with them. So that's the first tip, is that you shouldn't just go and look through a list for random lenders. You need to go for whoever your bank is for your business. So ours is Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo has been extremely, I think, disorganized in launching the whole program. So what they have up on their website that I filled out on Saturday for the first time, that was the first time they had anything up there, is basically like a letter of intent. Like if you want to submit for this program, you filled out an online form through your online business banking, and you submitted that, and then within the next couple of days they're going to actually send you the loan application, which I've already filled out. It's already, because it's up online, so it's like I'm just waiting to go and push send, but unfortunately you're not able to do that yet. And the priority is going to go to the customers of the bank who have the most. So if you have a personal account with somebody, a business account, that's going to put you in a higher tier as to how they grant the loans. I've also heard that the federal government will probably put more money into this fund when they do their fourth stimulus bill, which they've already started talking about in D.C. So probably sometime in June this will refund itself, because the onslaught of people wanting it has been so big.
Yeah. But if you can't fill out the form or you can't get it in, I'm wondering how they're taking it. Is
you
it
have to make
fact-
sure your bank is actually doing it because yes. the people's banks are not. Okay, good. Because we have another bank that we have a little bit of like savings in for my company that is, City National is not doing it. Or at least I haven't been able to see that they are.
Yeah, mostly more of the local. If you have a relationship like I do with a local bank, they've been on the SBA thing. As a matter of fact, I've had SBA loans before with them, and it works. It kind of works out if you can find somebody. What I found, the president said to me on Friday, we still don't know what's going on. And that's unfortunately one of the... So they can say in their forms, first come, first serve. But if nobody knows what's going on, there's going to be a big hullabaloo about that. Meanwhile, the CDC has officially recommended what most people with any common sense has understood. I had people on the farm making masks because you can't still seem to find them. I don't know if you ladies have looked for masks, tried to buy them.
My mom found them on eBay, so I have some now. But
really?
You can make them. You can make
them. Yeah, exactly. That's what. Yeah, make them. Making them is something. But it's probably a good idea for you to not go out in public without some kind of a face covering, even if it's you know, maybe one of those scarves or bandanas, and it's a two-way street. Protects you, but more protects other people. It's time you started thinking about other, you know, people other than just you. Think about
that's
others.
That's the problem. It's so selfish to not do that.
Really,
so many people are walking around without symptoms, but we're also in, when you're in that circumstance, if you do have it, you don't know, you don't have symptoms, but you're also the most contagious during that time. So it's so selfish.
Yeah. And so what's the story with the tests? I'm still trying to figure out. I went by a CVS yesterday, a couple of them actually, and the tents were up and they were obviously testing people who were police on, I thought that was interesting too. The police were on either end of the entryway into the CVS so that
well,
only
I think you still have to have a, I think you still have to have a doctor's order to get the test because if not, everybody just wants one. And I just read a story from Axios today that said over 30% of people who are testing are actually negative. So there are a lot of people who are probably afraid, like me, who have allergies and think, oh God, is this it? Is this it? And then they head out to try to get a test. And right now they're still trying to test the people who are showing symptoms and who are high risk.
Yeah. Well,
were they doing actual testing at the CVS, though? Or because a lot of the stores around us in New Jersey have state troopers now, like the Wegmans. You can only go in at, I think it's like 10 people in the store at a time. And they have, the line is wrapped completely around the parking lot. It's kind of crazy. And then the state troopers are there making sure everyone stays in line and you stay 10 feet from the person in back of you. I don't know if it's a testing site or if it was just that's how all CVSs and Walgreens and
I just went by. I haven't gone to the grocery store and don't intend to, don't have a need to. I have plenty of food I stocked up, so I don't want to go to the, I don't want to be in
and
that environment.
Do curbside delivery if you can or pick up.
Yeah, right. So I wonder how many people, when they're listening to the radio, have heard the PSA, public service announcement on COVID-19 and wondering whether it's doing any good. A lot of times PSAs work in certain circumstances, but now it's been so widely used, I wonder whether it's affecting people. If you have a comment, you're on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/DJV Show. I'd be curious as to whether you've been impacted by or you hear the station that's carrying this program, I'm sure is running them, and I wonder whether you see them on TV from time to time, whether they're doing any good. I think they're actually, they've been very well done, and I think it's appropriate, and a lot of people are just, it's reminders, it's reinforcement, it's thinking, and it, just, I'd like to, I want to think that people are actually being conscious, and with some that is true, more often than not now, more people, but some are still coming late to the party. And it just, I don't, there's so much information out there, I just don't understand why it is that people are being as irresponsible as they are. And that's not a value judgment, it's just fact. It's just damned irresponsible if you're in large groups of people, it's party.
You know, those are the exceptions, but we want to, I don't know. By and large, people are following the rules and staying at home. So, yes, there are some dumb people out there. There are some people who are acting irresponsibly, but I mean, the majority of people in my life, actually everybody that I know.
Yeah, everybody in my life.
It depends where you are, though, because in New Jersey, we've got a real problem. And even, you know, on Saturday, I watched Governor Cuomo's updates every day, and it made me a little bit nervous because he said, you know, he's very expressionless, but his eyes got a little bit animated, and he said, you know, New Jersey's going to have a real problem. And we have less than a 40% compliance rate at this point of people who are supposed to stay at home and not have large gatherings. There are still weddings. There are backyard parties. Yeah. It's mostly, I have to say, I don't like singling out any one group, but the Hasidic population in New Jersey, which we have large clusters, they continue to have services. They continue to go to the synagogue. They continue to have weddings in the backyard.
And I don't mind saying this at all. They are among the most selfish group of people that I've ever been around in my life. So selfish.
I would call them non-compliant because last year in Brooklyn, they had to shut down most of Brooklyn because of the measles outbreak that was in that community. They continue in New Jersey to be a real problem.
Anything applies to them. They're more the ego. We're more important than everybody else. That kind of stuff. No place for that in this time. Latest DJV podcast. Focus on the good news going on in the world. First, we talked to Warren Eckstein about the wonderful story of a missing dog being reunited with its family. Girl Scout cookies available online for the first time ever. You can subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And you can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And the songs that she's known for certainly are moldy, oldie, goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. Many of you don't know who Marianne Faithfull is. You ladies know who Marianne Faithfull is?
No, I have heard
not
of her.
Not until this weekend. Yeah.
No, okay.
I think, didn't she date Mick Jagger?
Yes, she was first best known for dating and hopping around the world with Mick Jagger. She was big into the London cultural revival, or the British cultural revival, when it came to music. And a lot of her songs did well because they were kind of promoted by her visibility with Mick. She's currently in a hospital in London. She has tested positive for the virus. Her manager has confirmed that Marianne is being treated for COVID-19 in a hospital in London. She's stable, responding to treatment. This is a lady who was hooked to every possible drug you can imagine in the 60s when she was with Mick. She had a tough time for quite a long time. I think she got clean a few years ago, but yeah, history of drug problems. Her manager and friend Penny Arcade, an interesting name. You get that? Penny Arcade.
Got it.
So Rolling Stone, Marianne was sheltering in a place following the order to do so when she developed a cold. Out of caution, she checked herself into the hospital where she tested positive. She is hospitalized. She's got pneumonia. Not a good sign. She's got a lot of health issues. She had hepatitis C from her drug use.
She's like got every underlying condition.
Yeah.
At this point. It's not a great situation.
If she survives, she's been anorexic and all the drug abuse she had for decades. She released her late career masterwork, Negative Capacity, a couple of years ago. Is the latest musician to test positive for the virus. That contributed to the deaths of we had Adam Schlesinger last week, founder of Wayne. Country singer Joe Diffie last week. Ellis Marcellus. One of the Marcellus.
I think he's the father.
He was the father. Yeah. Yep. John Prine is hospitalized as well with it. So A lot of people, what's going on? 26 and change after here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and I now focused on Pink, who's revealed that she's recovered from the virus. She and her young son tested positive and are okay now. She announced she donated $1 million to related funds. 2 weeks ago, my three-year-old son Jameson and I were showing symptoms of COVID-19. Our primary care physician had access to tests, and I tested positive. My family was already sheltering at home. We continued to do so for the last couple of weeks following the instruction of our doctor. Just a few days ago, we were retested, and now we are negative. She added, this illness is serious and real. People need to know that the illness affects the young and the old, healthy and unhealthy, rich and poor. And we must take testing free and make testing free and more widely accessible to protect all of us, our children, our families, our friends, our communities. In her post, she revealed she donated $1 million, with $500,000 going to both the Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund. Her mother worked there at that hospital for 18 years, and the City of Los Angeles Mayor's Emergency Crisis Fund. She also thanked the healthcare workers and doctors nationwide and reiterated, these next 2 weeks are crucial. Please stay home. I think that is true. This may be the most crucial. That's why I say I think a lot of things will change as a result of this week. This will be the apex
not
of it
for
this
the
week. No. Well, sooner or later, maybe. But not, you know, more people have it, more people pay attention. Let's take care of ourselves. Make sure we don't hurt others. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong. resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
At a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Terry Akeelan, Kara Schillen, and you. I noticed the price of gasoline around the country. The average is $2.19 as of the weekend. That's down from $2.21 earlier in the week, $2.32 last week, $2.45 was the average last month, and a year ago, the average price at the pump average around the country was $2.55. So we're
$1.99
off
in Jersey.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the nationwide average. There's still California to contend with.
Right.
Because of this.
Always throws off the curve, yeah.
Oh, my God, how people put up with that stuff. A lot of retailers.
$2.79, I think that's not terrible, although it should be $1 cheaper, but, you know.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And the stores that are staying open, there's the review of all the stuff that most people know. This is the social media aspects to this and the helpful side of the social media. What I've gotten off of a lot of Facebook communication, frankly, one of the things that I pulled off was a warning to those who are like Jennifer and me, prone to allergies. and not to get yourself all worked up. But the thing is, if you don't know, how do you not get worked up? Like for the first symptoms of the flu and a cold and the virus are pretty much the same. Stuffy nose, itchy eyes, that sort of thing. But those also are the things that signal allergies in people like me, who are very susceptible to it, have been always on the farm.
Even that sore throat from post-nasal drip, that little bit of a scratchy throat.
Right.
You know, and it's so stupid because in your mind, you know you're okay. I take my temperature in the morning and at night like they tell me to. You know you're okay, but you still have these thoughts like, what if? Am I making everybody else sick? Am I, you know?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. It is. It's sort of, it's hard to arm yourself against it because it is the coronavirus gets into your lower respiratory tract. That is your lungs, and that's where the problem is. And I don't think that that's, we don't ever have that sort of a problem with the allergies. But I mean, it's unlikely that allergies spike a fever. So that's how you tell the difference. You got to be able, as Jennifer just said so accurately, have your temperature, take your temperature in the morning and at night. Like when you get on the scale to look at how much you weigh in the morning and at night. So take your temperature at the same time. I think that's the way to do it. There's so many people telling stories all around the world. I know that I think as we start April, as we work towards some of the things that become a traditional part of April, I'm expecting as we get toward Earth Day, which is the 22nd normally, isn't it? 22nd seems to me it's the last full week of April. People start thinking about what's going on the planet and try to do things. I think one of the things that we've acknowledged here is that the planet is cleaner now than it was a month ago in terms of the air, and it's just because nobody's going anywhere, nobody's doing anything. So then how the question or the challenge here is, once we learn the ways, the proper ways of handling stuff like pollution, are we going to continue with it? And I would hope that people have, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt that you're going to be smart enough to continue to be thoughtful about what you're doing with your waste. I think there needs to be a global, some kind, I mean, the amount of, if you've gone to the store any time in the last 10 years and you think about the amount of waste, the packaging that we, the plastics that are in, I mean, it's loaded. Everything in the grocery store is loaded with plastic. Or not with it, but you know what I'm saying. If you buy stuff that's prepared, slap it in a plastic container, right? There, although some of the more conscious stores are using that fiber, whatever that paper fiber thing is, that you can actually...
You mean from, like, the salad bar area?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think all of those areas are now shut down because of health reasons.
Well, they are, but I'm talking about in general, if you order something and you go pick it up, then it would be good. Or after the fact, because those bars would be open again after this is over, Victoria. So wouldn't it be nice if you went into the store and it wasn't a plastic container, it was something else that's biodegradable? It's not that hard, and frankly... Yeah. That stuff is less expensive than the plastic.
I think Whole Foods has been doing that for a while, though.
Yeah,
right?
Whole Foods has been doing it. Yeah, that's one of the things.
I think a lot of stores are catching on to that, and it's not just because maybe it is cheaper for them, I'm not sure, but on the back end, but I know, you know, that's what the customer wants. So if you go to Whole Foods, you do not want plastic. That's just, like, that's their customer base, so... Hopefully, people will listen to the customers and give them what they want. You know, right now, I have always been conscious about buying plastic stuff. So right now, especially, you know, we're heading towards, I would say in the next few weeks, we're going to start seeing a major slowdown in sanitation. And so, and right now, there's, without China, there's no one to take our recycling. So the safest thing to buy is glass containers. Don't buy plastic bottles. Don't use plastic bags from the grocery store, because all that's going to end up in our waterways, and it's going to come back to bite us in the butt in the next few years.
Why aren't there laws that curb this sort of thing? That would be what?
Well, there are laws against plastic bags now in California and New York.
Yeah, but why isn't it national?
I don't know. Because other, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you and I do know, but...
Well, I think that,
it's all politics.
We need to be beyond that now. I can say we need to be, but does that mean we really are, is the question. And so you look at some of the things I said. I promised we would get off of being all pandemic all the time or all coronavirus all the time. I'm looking around at things. I get caught on looking at things. Like why it is that we find it hard to not be connected to others. And it's our nature to be connected. So when we see somebody like yesterday, I met somebody and I bumped their elbow. That kind of stuff. With our first instincts are, even though I was actually wearing something to keep other people from getting anything that might come out of me, it's the first time. It took me a long time to find something. We actually had one of the ladies on the farm make masks for us to use. And I think whatever it is that you can use, even though you're self-conscious when you wear it, so who gives a damn? Nobody's looking at you. This is not
beauty
time. Well,
and this is like a macho, I don't know if you've seen this, but I saw this over the weekend. There is this contingent of like macho men or whatever they think they are who are refusing to wear masks. And it's kind of like, what's the point? It doesn't make you look cooler, and you don't look more manly, but I guess they're afraid of, like, wearing a mask might make them look, I don't know, if it's sissy or something. I'm not sure, but I'm just seeing this. It's like, okay,
I'm
younger guys,
man,
older
I'm
guys.
I'm not loving it. I'm not loving the idea.
A mask?
Yeah, mostly because for me, it's a mental thing. Like, I don't know, it's anxiety-ridden to put a mask on your face and have to go through a store. And that's not for macho reasons, but it's a reason why I'm considering just forgetting the mask. I mean, I have some. I packed them in my briefcase so that I could take them with me today. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'd like to. I don't know.
Well, why would that make you more anxious than just being completely exposed to everyone's
Because
germs?
It's a space. It's a physical thing. To have your nose and your mouth blocks, I think, is for me, that feels very panicky. And
there's people psychologically who don't...
Psychologically, it messes with you. And it also messes because I've been saying for the last few weeks, I don't want to live in a world where we all have to do this. And now all of a sudden we all are having to do this. And it's just, I don't know.
We are living in the world.
Yeah.
And the more talking the people who say, these scientists who are looking at the way this is being spread, not only through sneezing and coughing, but just by breathing. The chairman of the Infectious Disease
Talking
Committee.
Talking and breathing, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're all doing that, but we're doing it. See, that's one of the great things. I was preparing for years. This program has been way ahead of its time because it's been produced in locales. We're all in different locales, even though it sounds like people who come to the program who are new to it, who listen to us have a conversation, can't believe we're not all in the same room. But in fact, we are thousands of miles apart. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. And Victoria's down at the seacoast in New Jersey. Kara's in the main studio of our originating network, Radio America. She's the only one who has to actually go into a place of business where there are other people who are, at least for this program. Anyway, Jennifer has to go into a studio for her other programs. And so it's just it's part of
We're the original
apart.
Social distancing.
We're the original... Personal,
but just to put a point on the other thing, you know, there have been a lot of studies that are coming out now from Germany and from Europe who are a little bit ahead of, you know, us in the sense of dealing with this virus. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this virus is aerosolized, they're saying on average 6 feet is nowhere near enough distance. It's 27 to 35 feet is actually how far this virus, and if the wind blows...
Well, plus the fact it stays in the room.
It stays. And the other problem is if you're outside and you think, oh, okay, I'm outside, I'm safe, if the wind blows in the wrong direction, it can travel great lengths. So anyone out without... I understand maybe Jen feels like you don't want to wear a mask, but you should protect yourself. It's just smart.
Yep. Here's some more help for you. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of our contributors on Good Day Health and on this program as well, he talks in the current podcast at Good Day Health about zinc and one of the products that comes from Standard Process is something called zinc liver chelate, which is something that I take, very healthy for your immune system. Any form of zinc that you can get I don't know how it is in the, I have it, so I don't know whether it's available now or it's been, like when you go into the drugstore, I've heard you can go to areas where this, the general, you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, echinacea, all of the things that are supposed to build up your immune system, they're gone, empty. They're just not on the shelf. But if you can find zinc and use it, then that's something that will really help your immune system. That's what you want to do, is build up your immune system. Find out other ways of doing that. Most recent podcast with Dr. Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com and wherever you get your podcast, the usual iTunes. I go through the list all the time, but you know what I'm talking about. Apple Podcast as well. It's 46 past the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Time to work on the side of the street that's so helpful, the Money Pit side of the street. Tom Kreitler is here from his side of the street. He's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that airs every weekend, hundreds of stations around the country. Plus, it's been ranked the best home and garden podcast of all time by Apple. And so we've got episodes on top of episodes. And there's also the component we have here when Tom joins us of questions from listeners, like Susan, who wants to know why they wanted to buy some new windows, but there seem to be a lot of claims. It's hard to know what windows are best. There are the local manufacturers, the national manufacturers. So among all of that screaming, buy from us! What do we do?
Yeah, you're right. It is really confusing. So I'm going to tell you what to look for, Susan. There are standards that when you look for these numbers and this information on the different windows, you'll be able to do sort of an apples-to-apples comparisons. The first one is you're looking for an A rating from the AAMA, which stands for the American Architectural Manufacturers Association. That means that the window has been tested by a third-party organization and meets standards for resistance and durability and also forced entry resistance, which is important. Then the next thing to check for is a big label on it that will be called the NFRC label. That's the National Fenestration Rating Council. That's kind of like gallons per mile stickers on new cars. They rate the glass, they rate the framing, they rate all of the other permanent parts. So you can take those numbers and compare side to side with different windows and know what you're getting. And then lastly, look for the Energy Star label. That also means that the window has met the standards that are set by the U.S. Department of Energy. And that's important as well. So those three standards, the AAMA, the NFRC, and the Energy Star label, once you check it out, you'll be able to tell, you know, who's really got the best windows at the best price.
All right. So the Money Pit podcast this week, latest episode, has a focus on keeping children safe at home during all of this. When you say safe at home, what sort of things are likely to be of concern, Tom?
Well, it's the kids are getting outside, right? And playground safety is really important. So, for example, most home play sets outside don't have the right type of base around it. You know, they're just on top of grass.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be on top of 12 inches of mulch. There's different types of rubber bases. There's crushed stone bases that will take an impact if a kid were to, you know, go launching off of the top of the monkey bars or whatever. We don't want these kids to get hurt out there. So that's important outside. Inside, we want to make sure that we're doing all of this organization, right? So it occurred to me that, you know, a lot of people cleaning out medicine cabinets and things like that, and you need to make sure that you're getting rid of all of that old stuff. Don't leave it about. And when you put things back together, make sure you're keeping child safety in mind. And it's also a good time to check all the latches that you may have put on your cabinets at one time to make sure they're working. So let's just think about the kids are all looking for something to do now. They're going to, you know, be very active. So let's just make sure that they're safe.
Most of the playgrounds are not open these days. I know my grandson broke his arm, his elbow, actually, in a fall when they were visiting Spain last year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they don't have over there that we do here, and I noticed, I actually started noticing it when I was taking Miles to all these playgrounds, the cork,
right.
Everything is the flooring, if that's what you want to call it, the base. You're just talking about
yep.
having it be mulch, but most of the places I've seen now all have that cork flooring, so if you fall down on it, you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about your own personal backyard.
Yeah, backyard.
Sets,
yeah,
you know,
yeah
but,
right. Yeah.
And sure, I mean, cork's another material that's used for that, but just make sure that that base is safe because you are going to fall. You know, I laugh every time I think about the playgrounds that we grew up on, Doug. You know, wood swings.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? Wood heavy, like 2x12 seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all hit them across and smack kids in the head.
Yeah.
And then we had concrete and we had asphalt underneath.
And we lived. We survived. We're alive. Ooh. Joanna, New York has a wooden deck.
Yep.
Cracked, split boards, some of the paint starting to peel. They can't replace it, so what do they do?
Well, you know, Joanne, there's a trick of the trade for this. If you think about it, the wood is being deteriorated by the sun, right? It's the UV rays. But if you have a cracked board, what you could do is you could pry that board up and out of the deck and then flip it over and nail it back down with the underside facing up. You'll mm-hmm. find that the underside of a cracked board is usually in perfect condition because it's had no exposure to the sunlight.
Right.
It's going to be a little dirty, and you could stain it and touch it up to match, but you'll no longer have to worry about stepping on all those cracks and getting splinters when you walk on your deck.
Cool. Check out the Money Pit newsletter as well, the podcast newsletter, all of it at your service. You can call 888-MONEY-PIT anytime to leave your question for Leslie and Tom to answer on their program. It's 59 past the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.